You're watching Press TV's Top 5. We're coming to you live from our headquarters in Tehran. I'm Kenny's Fatima. Many thanks for joining us this hour. Now, Syria says experts from the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons have entered the city of Douma to probe an alleged chemical attack.
I have informed you before that the Syrian government has implemented all necessary measures to facilitate the arrival of the fact-finding mission to Syria. Today, the security team, the UN security team, entered Douma around 3 p.m. Damascus time, 8 a.m. New York time.
The Syrian ambassador to the United Nations stressed that the team will start their work tomorrow, if security conditions are met. Bashar al-Jafari's remarks come as the U.S. State Department had said earlier that the OPCW inspectors have not entered Douma. The Syrian diplomat also slammed U.S. occupation of Syria, adding that the U.S. had forces have attacked one-third of Syria. He said the U.S., U.K. and France provide support to armed terrorist groups fighting against the Syrian army. Meanwhile, the United States and Russia have clashed at the U.N. Security Council over the alarming humanitarian situation in the Syrian city of Raqqa.
Several protests against American occupations have already been held, American occupation that hasn't really brought anything positive to the inhabitants. The only effective solution to the current situation is to reestablish state structures in Raqqa.
Vasily Nebenzia stressed that the presence of a U.S. airbase in Raqqa is a blatant violation of Syria's sovereignty. The Russian ambassador to the UN added that the recent U.S.-led missile attacks on Syria have set back efforts made to resume the Geneva talks. The Russian diplomat reiterated that the Syria conflict does not have a military solution. For her part, the acting deputy representative of the U.S. to the UN accused the Syrian government of bombarding civilians in Aleppo, Idlib and Eastern Ghouta. Kelly Eccles-Curry added that Damascus has ignored a UN Security Council resolution calling for a 30-day ceasefire in Syria. Joining us via Skype from Atlanta is Jim W. Dean. He's the managing editor of Veterans Today. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Dean. Now, tit-for-tat accusations being made at the UN Security Council between specifically Russia and the U.S., and it's not something new. We've been seeing this over the course of the past few weeks. However, when the Russians accuse the U.S., of not doing enough to safeguard civilian lives and to bring about a political resolution of the Syria conflict, are they right?
Oh, absolutely. We just see the U.S. now is trying to win the Syrian war by quote-unquote other means. And that is, it's dragging things out. It's trying to build a new coalition. We're already hearing today that Trump's people are leaking some of his plans for removing U.S. troops, but they just want to replace them with mercenaries, either from Saudi money. They'll bring in African troops, or they'll even bring in some of the big contractors to do private contractors. So much for removing American troops. They'll have the equipment, they'll be contracted, they'll be paid by Saudi Arabia, so he can claim that we've got the America out, but America will still be there with the basically Saudi Arabia, which is one of the biggest co-sponsors, maybe the biggest sponsor of terrorism in Syria and also in the Middle East, because they spent the most money and they've had all of that Wahhabi infrastructure all over the world to do it. So really we're in a continued war to defeat the Syrian government from consolidating and going forward with the peace process. That's what this whole attack was in East Ghouta, the planned gassing, fake gassing things that would allow the U.S. to come in there and bomb them and keep Assad from clearing all of those jihadi-infested areas around Damascus, which, as long as that threat was still there and threatening the capital, really put Damascus in a hard position to go forward with elections and consolidating its power to basically bring all the factions together. So this war is still going on, but they're suffering a very big defeat because this gassing story is being torn down as we speak.
Right. Very quickly, if you can, Mr. Dean, the Syrian government also has accused the U.S. time and time and again, we heard it at the Security Council once again, that its presence on Syrian soil has nothing to do with fighting terrorism. But that is the reason that the U.S. claims to be following now, isn't it?
It is, and when you have 100% media support, thanks for the incredible influence that the Israeli lobby has over media, there's really been no one really contesting that line here in the U.S. So we have the marriage of not only the U.S. government and the U.S. coalition governments, but we also have the marriage between them and media to control what the people hear over and over again, and then what they don't get to hear. And there's still huge numbers of Americans that have no idea that this gassing attack in Syria was an absolutely fabricated hoax because they just don't see it anywhere in U.S. media.
All right, that's Jim W. Dean, the managing editor of Veterans Today, joining us via Skype from Atlanta. Mr. Dean, it's always great having you with us here on Press TV.